quite sure. I've never asked this question of anyone. Why did you want to become a goat?
Because human life can just be so difficult.
That's Thomas Thwaites from the studios of the BBC in London. He's a designer who studied at the Royal College of Art. His first book, The Toaster Project, about his attempt to build a toaster from scratch, and boy do I mean scratch, was a huge success, but he found the whole business of being a public celebrity thinker a hard act to follow. To be human is to worry about getting by, doing better, finding love, and accepting the march of mortality. He decided to try to escape, not just leave his life in London for a while, but the whole burden of being a human being. He describes those 6 days in Goatman, How I Took a Holiday from Being Human. The idea didn't come from a goat at all.
I was actually kind of dog-sitting my niece's dog and feeling at a bit of a low ebb, job-wise, kind of money-wise, relationship-wise. And this dog, this kind of happy mutt, was just, you know, oblivious to all the pain and suffering that I was feeling. And then I had that thought, you know, you're so lucky.
How did you physically try to become a goat, or at least goat-like in appearance?
I made a few kind of prototypes myself of this kind of walking frame, but found it actually to be much more difficult to get any kind of vaguely comfortable sort of quadruped walking exoskeleton. You know, when you're on kind of all fours, essentially, at the same, you know, eye level as a goat, then the world takes on a very different hue, and there's a lot of kind of green there.
And not all grass stays the same, you learned, right?
I quite quickly learned to kind of distinguish between the sort of patches of sweet-tasting grass and this kind of sour, sort of unpleasant stuff. So I guess I became a bit of a grass connoisseur.
Good for you. You wanted to get away from language.
Yeah, because the whole point of the project, it wasn't ever to kind of make a costume which made me look like a goat. It was to, you know, it's like a reverse costume. It was to make a thing that kind of made me feel like a goat. And we think that goats don't understand language, obviously, and we also think that they don't have episodic memory, so they can't project themselves into the future, you know, and build scenarios or kind of remember specific kind of stories from their past. So that was my goal, to switch off those parts of my brain. And to do that, I had read about this technique called transcranial magnetic stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
They get basically a huge, very powerful electromagnet and put it next to your skull. The magnetic field disrupts the functioning of the synapses in that kind of bit of the brain.
Did it work?
So there's this particular patch of your cortex, which is very important in your ability to speak. And, you know, I was reciting this nursery rhyme, which I know very well. In fact, Three Billy Goats Gruff. And and he switched on this magnet. And then all of a sudden, I just couldn't kind of get the words out.
Mm. Mr. Thwaites, there's a photo toward the end of the book. I hope this isn't too personal, but there you are on all fours, white bicycle helmet, trying to fit in with the herd, and there is a goat that is either kissing or licking you.
Yeah. I think it's neither of those. I think it's smelling my beard. One of the things about billy goats is their kind of beard, and that's, they actually try and make their beard as smelly as possible because that's a kind of attractive thing to female goats. And so I think this goat was sort of trying to work out, what type of goat was I?
Well, forgive me, but did it go anywhere?
Weirdly, I think we became friends in the platonic sense. I mean, it's kind of impossible as a human to not tell stories about things. Everything becomes a story, I think, if you're a human. So maybe it's just kind of I'm putting my own vision, my own slant on it. But I did think that, I've got this connection with this goat.
Mm. Well, I hope you're very happy together. Thomas Thwaites, his new book is Goatman, How I Took a Holiday from Being Human. Thanks so much.
Thank you.